Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ.
People are more important than money. And that's what he wants to show us here. When you come to the point where you love money more than you love people, your life is going to become futile. Look at verse 4. He says, I saw that all labor and all skillful work is due to man's jealousy of his friend. This too is futile and a pursuit of the wind. Now, jealousy refers to a hostile attitude towards someone. Very often when people seem to have a great work ethic, they're hard workers. You look a little closer, you find out it's not a work ethic at all. It's just a desire to get ahead of someone else. You know, they're trying to get something. And that can result in hostile attitudes in both directions. You see somebody, he's making $20,000 more than you, and he's your same age, and you think, something's got to be done about that. That's, you know, it drives you crazy. Or he's got a boat, you know, and you can't even afford a canoe or whatever, and he's got this car, and it ends up driving a wedge between you and him in your relationship. One really sad commentary, I think, on the human race is the fact that you can go into any corporation, any business, and you'll see that all the salaries are top secret. Right? Nobody's allowed to know. Employer does everything they can to keep that information secret. Nobody, because if the employees find out what everybody else is making, you're going to have a riot. Right? No matter what the numbers are, you're going to have a riot. You can have a guy who's happy as a clam making $18 an hour, and then he finds out the other guy's making $23 an hour, and now he's all up in arms and he wants to quit his job. I hate this job. So unfair. I'm out of here. And then he finds out, no, the other guy's only making $18 an hour, and he's like, oh, okay, now I'm happy again. What is that? Nothing has changed in his situation. He just can't stand the thought of someone else's good fortune. And that's just like the guy working in the field in Matthew 20, who he's perfectly happy to do a full day's work for a fair day's wage until he finds out somebody else is getting that same wage for less hours, and now he's unhappy. Why? Because market envy hates grace. Envy hates grace. They're enemies. Our culture is full of envy because it cultivates envy because our culture worships fairness. Fairness is not the same thing as justice. Justice is a wonderful thing. Fairness is just everybody gets the exact same thing. And our culture is all about fairness. Everybody's got to get the exact same thing. And they value fairness more than they value grace, which is somebody getting something extra. I don't want anybody getting grace. I don't want anybody getting anything extra. I don't want anybody getting anything I didn't get. And it's like we're a bunch of five-year-olds. Seriously, I mean, this is how children act. You give a kid a cookie, he's happy as can be. You give his brother two cookies, now he's miserable with his one cookie. Even though nothing changed in his situation. In fact, I believe one of the great tasks of parenting is to teach your children to value grace more than fairness. That's a task you have to teach them. You have to teach them to rejoice with those who rejoice. When our kids were growing up, I purposely sometimes gave each one of them one cookie and one of them two cookies just to teach them this. And when I did that, I would take the occasion to explain to them. I would say, okay, this temptation you have right now to feel kind of angry, that's called envy. And it's a bad thing. You got to fight that in your heart. You got to get that out because that'll ruin your heart. Love is very different from envy. Love is happy when my brother is happy. It rejoices with those who rejoice and weeps with those who weep. Envy hates it. If your brother or your sister gets something good and you don't get it, and that makes him happy, your brother happy, rejoice with him. Be happy for him. And, you know, you hear that, you might think, oh, man, you'd never teach a kid that. Actually, it wasn't all that hard to teach them. They latched onto it right away. They actually liked that. They even to the point where it became a game for them, where they're always trying to spot envy. They'd see somebody unhappy about someone else's good fortune, like, envy, you know, envy. And they would try and point it out. And it was a game. And, you know, just the other day, I was just riding the car with Carol Nicole, and she just brought up kind of out of the blue. She said, Dad, I'm so glad you taught us that. And she went on to say, she said, I'm amazed at how many of the people I hang around, the people I see, How few of them have ever learned that? Everywhere I look, I see people who can't take delight in other people's good fortune. And she was glad to have learned that virtue because she saw how miserable those people were and saw how much happiness she had at other people's joy. I mean, if you think about it, just think about if you can only be happy when pleasant things happen to you, how often are you going to be happy? Not all that often, right? But if you can be happy anytime something pleasant happens to someone you love, I mean, we got a church of 350 people here, right? So if all you need in order to be happy is for somebody out there to be getting something good, then you're always going to have an occasion to be happy because there's always somebody who things are going well for them, right? It just increases your joy so much. Just think about how much happier you will be in life if you're happy every time pleasant things happen to someone else than compared to if you're just happy when they happen to you. Loving people more than you love stuff makes life infinitely more enjoyable. Infinitely more enjoyable. But Solomon looked around. He saw the same thing that Carolyn Cole saw. Hardly anybody seems to understand this. He looked around and observed how much of a role rivalry and envy play in the workplace, and he found it to be absolutely pandemic. It's everywhere. It's like everybody, that's why they're working. When money becomes so important to you that you will sacrifice relationships for the sake of money, you have crossed the line into greed and covetousness. And your whole life will turn into a chasing after the wind. It's going to be futility.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to hear the full-length version of today's message, you can find that on treasuringgod.com or just get our free Food for Your Soul sermon app. And if you find this podcast helpful, you can help other people find it by sharing a link on social media, giving us a rating or review on iTunes, or, best of all, tell a friend about us. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, for Christ is seated at the right hand of God.